Podcast. It's Bartcom.
Monetary, memorial, that's the $10 question. Fans want Reagan on the sawbuck or failing that on half of the dimes. Well, Reagan was worth 10 cents. I might go along with that dime idea. And the reason they say half the dimes is because Nancy Reagan said she thought that was a stupid idea to take FDR off the dime and put her husband on it. So that made him back up, and now they're talking about half the dimes, which really wouldn't be the worst thing ever. You know, the Democratic Party needs me real, real bad. They need somebody that has a clue on how to negotiate. Here's what we do with this dime business. We tell them, well, yeah, they start off with the Mount Rushmore, and no, just nip that in the bud. Nah, God, duh, not going to happen. Just get it out of your mind. We can talk about the dime. But the deal is, if we give you this dime, then you shut the hell up, okay? That means we're done naming things after Reagan. We're just going to stop right there. Of course, they don't have the brains to build that into the... You know, the Democrats are just so helplessly stupid. They don't know how to negotiate. Well, they don't know how to do any damn thing, is one reason I'm really frustrated with them. But one thing they certainly don't have a clue about is how to negotiate. That's how you could do this. You tell them... You want half the dimes? Fine. But that's it. You don't ask for... We don't talk about Reagan on anything else for 20 years. In 20 years, in 2024, we'll talk. But that's it. Nip it in the bud. If you want the dime, you get half the dimes. We're done naming crap after Reagan. That's it. No more schools, no more buildings, no more airports, no more highways, no more nothing. We're done. Okay, now that's one possible. Here comes possibility number two. We tell them, fine. You want Reagan on Rushmore? We want Clinton on Rushmore. Let's put them both up there. And, oh, they're going to scream and howl. And then we say, hey, you want it. That's the price. Or we could use our heads and just leave the Rushmore where it is. Just let it stay. And you get your little dime, and that's it. But no more. We're not talking about anything else. And don't even bring up the subject. For 50 years, don't you even think about bringing up the subject of Rushmore. Now we're back to the dime. We're going to give them half the dime. And then once we shake on that... We shake on the idea that the dime, that's it, no more, nothing else for 20 years. Just as we're walking out the door, we say, you know, like Columbo, just one more thing. You can have your dime if the monkey president makes Reagan's papers available for everybody. You're hiding something in there. You're hiding some crimes of Reagan and Bush, and we want to know what those crimes are. So if you want your damn dime, have monkey release every record there is on Reagan, because I don't know how far the tradition goes back, but the deal is you wait 12 years and then you release the papers. But with Reagan, they couldn't because it contains evidence of Bush-Reagan crimes. Now, look at the benefit of this. A, they're not going to do that because they cannot get caught doing these crimes. That will ruin everything. Say Reagan's going to turn into the biggest dupe in the world if word gets out, if the proof is released about the crimes. So since they can't release that, then they have to back off the dime. Now, here's the coup de grace. Then the Democrats get to go before a TV camera and say, hey, we had this whole dime thing all worked out. All we wanted to see, we just wanted to take a look at the records of the man we were honoring. And they're hiding something. They can't allow those records to be released. And so they had to back off their request for the dime. Now, what are they hiding? See, the Democrats could use this dime springboard to open up all the can of worms Iran-Contra and the cocaine in Oakland and the Eugene Hassenfuss and the Honduras and the El Salvadorians and, you know, the Islamic Hezbollah and all that stuff. They could just rip it wide open. And then when all these super monster global crimes hit the front page, then we say, oh, and you impeached over a blowjob and not these amazingly huge global crimes? Is that how the Republicans treat justice? You throw the book as hard as you can at the jaywalker and you let the bank robbing murderer go free? Is that how the Republicans do justice? They could do this so easy. Children could do that. I could have brokered this deal when I was 12 years old. But no, the Democrats are so helplessly and idiotically stupid and cowardly, and they have no brains. It doesn't take any brains at all to not step in the second hole. You know, that's the Democrats. They step in the hole twice and break both legs. Why do they do that? It's so easy to nip the thing in up front. I never really sold cars, but there was times when I was the only guy at the car lot. And so you had to learn a couple of tricks. Guy walks up and says, do you finance? You say, yes. He says, how much is this car? If you tell him 5,000, then he says, well, how much can I put down? Well, now you got to string the guy out. Now you got a whole lot more risks. You're going to wait years to get your money back. So what you should have told the guy up front is it's 5,500. You build in that extra $500 to cover the risk. You know, if the guy starts waving, I've had people do that too. They start waving cash in your face. And they say, how much for this car here? And you have to say, you're going to give me that cash in your hand if we agree on a price? Because if you don't nail it up front, if you don't nip it in the bud ahead of time, after this guy's done waving that money in your face, he's going to put it back in his pocket and say, well, let's talk about financing. Now that you've given him your best price, now he's in control, so he's going to turn. It's all a poker game. When you shove the chips into the pot, that's why everybody needs to learn how to play poker. It's the same thing. If the Democrats could play poker, they could not only get this dime and this Rushmore bullshit off the table and expose the crimes at the same time, but they can't think of a way to do that. They don't have the brains of an IQ 64 tequila boy in Oklahoma and all of the Democratic Party in Washington. Why is that? How can all 300 of them be that damn stupid? Hell, there's got to be 1,000 of them in town by the time you count, you know, the retired guys and the lobbyists and the special interest groups. There's got to be 1,000 Democrats in Washington that are all smarter than me, but none of them have a mouth or a brain. Why don't one of them think of something before I do? Why do I have to come to the party's rescue every damn time? This thing with Rushmore and the dime, it's just going to creep, creep, creep. It's going to be there forever, and the Democrats are going to screw it up. We're going to come off looking like a bunch of mean-spirited pricks when it would be so easy to nail them to death with this. You play the Clinton card. If they agree to it, you know, maybe they might drop the whole. You say, hey, you want Reagan on a 10? Fine. We want Clinton on a 20. You got a deal. Let's call the printing and engraving. We'll tell them to get to work right the hell on that. Reagan on a 10, Clinton on a 20, you got a deal. And then when they back up and say, no, we're not going to do that. Oh, well, hey, you got your heroes, we got ours. What's the difference besides you sons of bitches impeached an innocent man when the guilty you now are trying to let go free? It's so easy. It's so easy. But they refuse to do it because they have no courage. There's not a ball in Washington on the Democratic half. Oh, it just makes me so sick. It's so easy to do, guys. Just call old Bart. I can get you out of anything, and I can make the other guy responsible for your screw-ups. Just call me. It's so easy.
The places to go, the things to read, the evidence that backs up what we own, it's already there. It is voluminous.
Voluminous? Is that what he meant to say? I'm not sure what Rush said, but voluminous means large.
It is omnivorous.
It is omnivorous? This can't be real. Omnivorous means you eat plants. Rush's political philosophy eats plants.
Yeah, it is more than you can possibly understand on one on website. More than you'll possibly believe.
More than we could possibly babooey?
More than you'll possibly believe.
Oh, Jesus, this is funny.
More than you'll possibly believe.
Poor Rush is stroking out, or he's overdosing on the OxyContin live on the air. But he has no more control over his mouth than I do over the situation in Iraq. The poor bastard. Christ, now, first time ever, I feel sorry for the son of a bitch. He is so out of control. You know those pictures of that Lindy lady leading the Iraqi prisoners around on a leash? That's Rush. Rush is on his knees naked. He's got a dog collar around his neck and a chain attached to it, and OxyContin is leading Rush around the room. Oh, it is so awful. It is so disgusting. It is so pitiful. God, I hate to show some pity for Rush Limbaugh, but did you not hear? Do you think I made that up? Do you think I somehow fabricated? Do you think I have some kind of machine or software that can take Rush's words and I can make him say what I want him to say to make him look stupid? No, this is Rush looking stupid all on his own.
More than you'll possibly believe.
No, what you just heard was Rush Limbaugh exploding on his own petard. Oh, God. The pig boy. His hero, George W., is going down. He lied his way into Iraq. Rush is in a panic. So he went back to the Phils. Oh, this is so cool. John Kerry, just sit there. Just be quiet. Lock yourself in a hotel room. Hey, John. John, you play poker? Let's me and you and, you know, six or seven of your little buddies there. Let's get together in a hotel room in, Jesus, Des Moines. And let's play No Limit Hold'em for pennies for the next 5 months. Because all you got to do is shut up and you're going to win this election. Bush is the biggest monkey there's ever been. And he's got these OxyContin junkies like Rush shilling for him who don't make any sense at all.
More than you'll possibly believe.
Yeah, Bart, you're killing me, man. You know, I'm sitting here in Georgia in the breadbasket of Newt Gingrich, Bob Barr, Ralph Reed, and the Christian Coalition. I'm dying, dude. You think it's tough in Oklahoma? You ain't got no idea what it's like here. Mark Perkle, this cat comes up and says he sees a watermark, a digital watermark, that links these videos from the beheading over to Abu Ghraib prison, and they supposedly match like they were taken with the same camera. Dude, you can't post that without following it up. You got a bunch of people on the hook here. We need to know what's going on.
Actually, I think what Mark said was that he had heard a rumor that all videos have a watermark on it. And if we could locate a video expert that knew how to raise the watermark, then we could compare the two. I don't think he had any proof. He asked me to help publicize the search to find someone who knew how to do this because he heard the rumor that these watermarks existed. We weren't trying to tease anybody. We were trying to get somebody with some expertise to email us so we could get to the bottom of it. We just hadn't found that person yet.
Hey, Bart, this is Jerry at Kerouac.com. Good to finally have a chance to call you. Anyway, I just listened to show 39, and if you can pump those things out faster than you've been pumping the other ones out, the other ones were great, this is damn near as good. I mean, you don't need to worry about this level of quality, Bart. This stuff is good. It's funny, and even when you screw up, it's funny. So just keep on doing it. I love it. I think it's, I enjoy it. I sit here in my store. I listen to you. Sometimes people come in. If they're libs, I'll let them hear you. If I think they may be the other side, I kind of like mute it or, you know, pause it or do something like that. You know, you don't want to tick anybody off too much, especially when you want them to buy something from you. Anyway, keep up the good work, Bart. Thanks. Bye.
Jerry, thanks for the kind words. That's Kerouac.com, KerouAC.com, for all that beat stuff.
Hi, Bart. It's me, Joe from Toledo. How you doing, man? I'm on your site right now. Hey, Bart, if you could, I know you probably can't find any, but if you find anything good about the Democrats, try to put it in the latest. My wife flips up. Look at my whole bunch of chicken shit. I mean, you probably, I know you're right, but if you can find anything at all, she wants to give up, if you know what I mean. No, no, I mean, you just don't hear about it because we got to go to Bart to find out what the hell's going on. Well, I just want to tell you that, and I'm looking forward to hearing you say something about July 17th, Bart. Adios.
That's Joe the Pillar. Thanks, Joe. Yes, I probably am guilty of that, but I don't read a bunch of what the Democrats are doing right, or I don't hear much about that. So if anybody out there, if you run into a story or a situation where you heard someone on our site fight back, please send it to me so I can give them some credit. As far as July 17th, yep, the big poker fest in Chicago. We're going to have people there from Minnesota. We're going to have people there from St. Louis, from Michigan, from Indiana. We got one L.A. guy coming. We got Larry by the Sea, of course. He's going to be there, the poker king. We're hoping for the poker queen and Buckwheat to come in, but their schedule is just depends on their schedule. And it'd be nice to get Jim Higdon and some other people, some of the old regulars. Anyway, we think Chicago's going to be a big one. There are several. There must be a dozen people in Chicago, in the Chicago area, who read BarkUp.com. We're kind of thinking we're going to have a party breakout. And after the poker game, we're all going down to Rush Street and get drunk. We're going to drink one drink in every bar on Rush Street, and I think that's about 50 bars, so you know I'm lying. But, yes, we expect big party, big poker fest in Chicago, July 17th. Might even do something on the 16th if some people get into town a day early. We might do something that Friday night. But, yeah. And last thing, I'm going to warn everybody right as we get to the game, too, but don't go all in on the first hand, because if you lose, then you're going to have an hour and a half, 2 hours of waiting before the next time you have an opportunity to bet in the second tournament. So, yeah, just ease your way into this. Nobody wants to lose early. And, Joe, yeah, I'll see you there on the 17th. So I open my email and I get a letter from Jeff. Jeff said, Bart, wrote a Bart Cop theme song for you. Thought you might enjoy it. And he gave me the link, and I went there, and I liked it. So I'm going to play it for you. Like to hear it? Here you go.
You're listening to Bart Cop. You're listening to Bart Cop. Ain't living in the USSR. You're listening to Bart Cop. Don't send me to the gulag. Don't send me to the gulag. Ain't living in the USSR. Don't send me to the gulag. You might say he goes too far. Well, maybe, but who died and made you czar? Tell you all about religion. God's a statue, man's a pigeon. Rush, Ashcroft liars, swing the hammer higher and higher. Meeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a diddle monkey by the toe. If he hollers, don't let go. Meeny, meeny, miny, moe. You're listening to Bart Cop. You're listening to Bart Cop. Ain't living in the USSR. You're listening to Bart Cop. You might say he goes too far. Well, maybe, but who died and made you czar? Tell you all about religion. God's a statue, man's a pigeon. Bart Cop. Bart Cop. Ain't living in the USSR. You're listening to Bart Cop.
Stupidgit.com. You know, I'm pissed because Bush has ruined a perfectly good song for me. I used to be able to listen to the song and enjoy it. Now it just reminds me of him.
And if I would get this.
President than just having the presidential seal, being up on the presidential podium, and knowing your mama loves you. And considering who his daddy was, I'm surprised he doesn't know that.
That was Tad the Pillar from StupidGit.com. That's StupidGit.com. And you talk about a pillar. Tad introduced himself with a large check in the mail. Right after that, he bought a string of ads. Right after that, he signed up for an Air America Radio triple slice. So, yeah, he has definitely provided a cash infusion to BartCop.com.
Yeah, Bart, it's Eddie, one of your pillars in Oklahoma. Just wanted to say hi. First-time caller, long-time listener. Just wanted to congratulate you on the bits of the radio shows that I've heard. They've been terrific, and certainly looking forward to taking you up on your offer to send me some CDs and stickers to take with me to the Boston Democratic Convention. One of the things I wanted to bring up was I'm still interested in kind of weighing in or hearing some discussions on VP picks. I had, from day one, been a big supporter of Bob Graham from Florida, anyway, here the last couple of months, and especially since working on the campaign of Wes Clark here in Oklahoma, I'm really starting to think about moving him up, moving Wes into the VP slot. Be very interested to hear what other people had to say on that.
Eddie the Pillar sending a nice check the other day and a Target gift card, whatever those are called. So I went to Target today and I bought that new Velvet Revolver CD. Boy, if you don't know about this one, hadn't opened it yet. I expect to soon because I'd like to maybe even put a piece of it into this show. Velvet Revolver is mostly Guns N' Roses without Axl. No, they went out and got a stable front man, Scott Weiland from Stone Temple Pilots. Can't get no more stable than old Scott. And yes, I'll put a thing on Friday's page asking people to write in with their choice and why of who Carrie should pick for vice president. That's a good idea for a topic. And also on those CDs, this show number 42, might be the one I want to send with you. It's going to include the Rush Reagan beatdown. So that ought to be some regular old fire-breathing Bart. But maybe between now and mid-July we'll do a better one, hopefully. So I'll get those to you in plenty of time, and thanks for the pillarship.
Easier than getting the Ebola virus.